Hi, and welcome to ICT You Can. You're listening to Jane Nichols, and I'm bringing this podcast from the foyer at the ULearn 06 conference, which is an ICT conference held each year in New Zealand. This year it's being hosted in Christchurch, and they've done a wonderful job. The calibre of international speakers has been amazing. I've been to two fantastic workshops, one by Tony Ryan from Australia. He motivated me to think about how I teach thinking in my classroom. Everything he said was so practical that I'm going to do a full podcast just on his messages alone. Another very interesting international speaker was Adam Lefstein from, I think, America. Sorry, Adam, if I got that wrong. And he was talking about dialogues and how we don't have children actually having dialogues in the classroom. We ask them initiate, response, evaluate questions. We go ask them questions, bang, 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 rapid fire, and expect them to be able to expand their thinking when all we've actually asked them to do is answer a question. And one of the interesting things that he said, or something that I will take away from this conference, is that you will get more response and more divergent thinking from children if you use a statement and not a question. This is something I will definitely implement as soon as I get back in my classroom. The quality of this podcast, I hope, might sound a bit different. I've actually bought myself a headset, a USB microphone headset, so I'm hoping that this will make a difference and cut out all the background noise of people around me as they excitedly engage in dialogue about ICT and education. What I'm going to do now is interview some of my colleagues who have come to this conference with me and ask them the main points that they will be taking back from this conference to their schools in their classrooms. So here are their thoughts. We're talking to Mel Jewis from Pine Hill School in Dunedin. She is the principal there. Mel, what is something that you've taken from this conference?
The main point I've taken was when listening to Karen Boyes talking about effective classrooms, and she said that if you change your course 1 degree, it won't make any difference for that hour, for that day, for that week, for that month. But over a year, you will end up in a different destination. So in teaching, if we change one small thing, over time, we will end up in a different place.
Thank you. We're talking to Robin Selby, who is the director of our ICT cluster and the principal of Port Chalmers School. Robin, what is something that you'll take from this conference?
I think the thing that I will probably take away and implement was the Cheryl Doig's session on thinking adults, thinking schools. I think we've done a lot of work in thinking amongst the children in our school, but the approach of linking teachers into that thinking culture and modelling that in our staff meetings and through our appraisal system would be a useful step for our school to take.
Thank you. This is Lisa Dillon Roberts from Bradford School. She's the principal there. Lisa, what are some things that you will be taking from this conference?
I had the privilege of hearing Julia Atkin yesterday, and I will take back now a process for reassessing assessment within my school and a model of how to deliver that with the staff.
We're now talking to Esme Sutherland. She's the lead ICT teacher for Pine Hill School in Dunedin. Esme, what have you taken from this conference?
My head's still spinning at the moment from all the ideas that I've seen. I've seen a couple of strategies in different workshops that I can take back, but the biggest that I'll have seen is creating an effective classroom with Karen Boyes, that I now want to read the book, and there's some very manageable things I can do in my room just to make it a little bit better and more effective for my learners in my room.
Thank you. We're now talking with Vicky Nicholson, who is my co-facilitator leading ICT in the schools in our schools in Dunedin, and we're going to have a discussion around a question that was posed to us at the conference.
And the question posed by Joan Dalton, David Anderson, was, are we really creating new visions for education or just tinkering with change at the edges?
They came up with some really good facilitation strategies to get us talking about this this dilemma, really. Are we creating new visions, or are we just adding things on top?
when new curriculum documents are given to us in all the different countries that we're teaching in, do we adopt them as they are, trying to bring about change, or do we just add them over the top of what we've got and we're giving ourselves more work to do?
I know in the group that I was working in, we looked around the word of new vision, and can there ever be a new vision for education? Was the vision 2,000 years ago to have people who are functioning adults different from what it is today? And we talked around the topic of, well, maybe the vision isn't actually changing, that we are just there with that vision.
We still, lots of times, quoting John Dewey and Plato and Socrates, these are thinkers that are still informing what we're doing today. And this is good stuff. We need to take what is good and we need to cut out what isn't making a difference for our students. One of the things that Joan Dalton and David Anderson said was that you need to take the word but out of your vocabulary. As soon as you start using the word but, you're negating what someone has got to say. Try it for a week. See if you can insert the word and instead of but, and see if it changes your view on what you're discussing and other people's view in that discussion with you.
Just to give you an example, I agree with what you're saying, Jane, but, and it doesn't matter what I say after the but, whatever I've said before, it just means that I don't value what this person has just said. Whereas if I said, I don't agree with what you're saying, Jane, and, or I do agree with what you're saying, Jane, and, then add what I want to say, it makes the statement a little softer, I guess.
Another thing that we were talking about was the use of asking students if they understand, which can be quite confronting for them, because who really wants to admit that you don't understand? So there are so many different ways you can ask that question in a classroom. One that Joan Dalton said was, is there anything that needs to be clarified? Is there anything that we need to explain a bit further? And there were some more that you had, Vicky.
Just making the onus on other people rather than the student themselves. So you might ask a question, and this was some stuff that I read from and heard from Spencer Rogers, that he talked about what questions might someone in the room need answered. So you're not asking the students to ask, to put themselves, you know, does anyone have a question? And what student's going to put up their hand and say, well, actually, I have. But if you ask them to reflect and do it as somebody else, then it takes that onus away from them.
Okay, so we got some really valuable things from this conference. ULearn06 was really well organised, and thank you to Nick Billows and all the organisers who made the 4-day conference run so smoothly. I encourage anyone who can be in, I'm sure it's in Auckland next year, to look into ULearn06. It's a world-class ICT conference with some really good workshops.
Next year it will be ULearn07,
yes.
Actually.
So thank you for listening to this podcast. Please send any emails or comments and give us your thoughts about that question. Are we really creating new visions for education, or are we tinkering with change at the edges? This has been ICT You Can, and have a really good week.